glass bottle of Johnny Walker Red. Nobody in this big house but me in my empty bed. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm fresh out. Fresh out. Yeah, no doubt. I'm fresh out.
Do it again, and I'm crying, hey, hey, baby. right, there was some serious guitar time for you. Started out with young guitarist Christone Kingfish Ingram with Fresh Out from his new debut album, Kingfish, and Buddy Guy joined him on that song. After that, and so I mentioned that Kingfish lives near Robert Johnson's Mythic Crossroads, so I followed it up with Robert Johnson with Sweet Home Chicago from the Complete Recordings box set. I watched a show about him on cable a few weeks ago, and man, what an interesting story. Very interesting story he had. Then you heard a band from Germany, Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany and, sends us their music, and that was their single City Lights with guitarist Guy Even Vandal. And then you heard Joe Bonamassa with The Ballad of John Henry from the Royal Albert Hall show live in London from that album. And it's funny because I play Joe Bonamassa, somewhat frequently, I would say. And I don't think I've played that song. I don't know if you know this, but, on PBS stations have concerts on every so often. And Joe Bonamassa's concerts get on there periodically. And I happened to be flipping the dial, and his concert was on. He was doing this song, The Ballad of John Henry. And I had forgotten how good the song is, so I thought I'd play it. And now, as of course, I often play local rockers Bad Marriage on the show, and they've been having lots of great stuff happening lately. Latest being one of their songs, Naysayin' Blues, used in commercials for the sports apparel company Fanatics. And you can see those ads during the playoffs of the Bruins and the Celtics, and it's really cool. And the song is Naysayin' Blues, and I'm going to play it for you now. And Bad Marriage will be playing Thursday and Friday nights at the Looney Bin at North Weirs Beach for Bike Week in Laconia, New Hampshire. That's probably a wild time up there. Well, there's a lot of bands. I used to go to Bike Week years and years ago, and they didn't have all these bands and stuff up there then. That'll be a blast. So Bad Marriage with Naysayin' Blues.
What you do?
All right, let's see now. That was some more local bands. Bad Marriage with Naysayin' Blues, and and they're going to be playing Thursday and Friday nights at the Looney Bin in North Weirs Beach for Bike Week in Laconia, New Hampshire. And you heard The Gala with Blood Orange from their new album Bad News. Fronted by singer Emily Duran, the garage rock band formed in 2016. And The Gala will be playing Saturday night at Uncharted in Lowell, Mass. Then you heard another local, which is all locals again, huh? Special guests with their new song Spring Break from their upcoming album Uncivilization, which will be out later this year. Santee War Song does not refer to the partying students' spring break, but to the military one when our military starts new missions and offenses and such. And the players on this song are Dave Croce on rhythm and lead guitars, Larry Harvey on drums, David Karahalis on vocals and bass, Nate Karahalis on angry animal balloon trombone, and Al Pachulis on rhythm and slide guitars. Great song. It's so great to hear anti-war songs these days because there's too much war in this world and our country's involved in way too much of it, and you don't hear anti-war songs anymore like you used to in the 60s and even some of the 70s too. But it's nice to hear that. It's a good song. Special guests. Now it's freeform, random, whatever. I just grabbed some CDs and whatever. Anybody, you guys on the Facebook thread, if you have anything you'd like to hear, let me know. And I will see what I can do. Let's see. Right now, excuse me. Sorry about this. Of course, it's the one furthest from your reach. I have Jackal. It's a hard rock band. This was in 1992, this album, self-titled. I believe this was their debut. And I think the band is still around now. They're from Georgia. I saw them because when I happened to... I was vacationing in Montreal back in the 80s, and coincidentally, Aerosmith was playing up there. So at the Montreal Forum, which was like, you know, the home of the Montreal Canadiens, like, wow, you know, and I was psyched. We got tickets for Aerosmith, like, got it from a scalper, and they, you know, right outside the... It was real open there. It was illegal, but the scalpers were still right outside, and they'd walk into the venue with you and show you where the seats were on the chart. So it was really cool. We saw Aerosmith here for hometown band for us, and we're seeing them in Montreal, and people were sitting there in the audience. They were all impressed that we were from Boston and all. And anyway, the opening band at that show was Jackal, which I hadn't known ahead of time, and I was psyched because I liked this band. And what I'm going to play is this song, Lumberjack. And yes, there is, it sounds like a chainsaw in there, a chainsaw solo, and it certainly is, because when I saw them playing it live, sure enough, the singer, Jesse James Dupree, had a chainsaw, and he was playing that chainsaw. And it works, it sounds good. So here is Jackal with the Lumberjack.
Well, I'm going in the backwoods, and while she's walking through the clouds with a circus mind that's running round. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams, fairy tales, that's all she ever thinks about, riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. Gets to me free. It's alright, she says. It's alright. Take anything you want from me.
right, let's see now what we heard. Let me find this. All righty. Get the list here so I can see them, huh? That would help. Let me see. First you heard, huh? Okay. You heard Santana featuring Joe Cocker with Little Wing from his album Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time. I played something before that, didn't I? Oh, yes. Jackal with the Lumberjack from the self-titled album. I think the chainsaw solo is pretty cool. I do. Then after that, the last song was Black Country Communion with The Outsider from Black Country Communion 2. And that, I love that too. The Jackal thing, that's great. It's a really fun song. Now I've got, let's see, Brother Kane, Got No Shame. Man, I love this song. Sat in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. I don't have the info in front of me, but great song. And I think I can think of certain people when I hear this too. So here we've got No Shame, baby.
Oh, the city. What the hell? What the heck? I stare at the concrete. The girders rise high. The steel's above me. There's love in my eyes. And I'm doing the things a 5-foot-1 man can do. I'm only 5-foot-1. In a sack full of jokes. I wish I could go home with all the big folks. And I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be anything.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
All right, let's see now. What did we just hear? It's a random, I don't know. Let's see now. We heard Brother Kane with Got No Shame. That was, I think, probably early 90s, I'm guessing. I don't have the things in front of me, so I don't know. Great band, great song. Excellent song. And after that, you heard Iggy Pop doing 5'1". And that's a fun song, too. And let's see, I only have a few minutes left for the show, so I probably shouldn't put another song on because I'll be going over time. Not too cool doing that. I do it way too much, and I should not be doing that. In any case, I've been enjoying playing music for you, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be back next Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'll be on from 2 to 4. And then I also do my show on WCAC in Watertown Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And then Mark Skin Radio, markskinradio.com, and from 10 to midnight on Thursday nights. So I try to spread it around, all this good music that nobody really hears because it's under the radar. Radio stations don't exactly play rock these days. You don't see rock on the charts. You don't... You don't see any of that. You don't see it on TV shows very often. Not at all. Well, Greta Von Fleet's getting some attention, so you'll see them on occasion. And I'm glad to say Rival Sons is starting to get the attention, and they are such a great hard rock band, and hope they continue building up. And, of course, our local band, Bad Marriage, they are an excellent hard rock band, and they'll be getting more attention and hope it continues as well. So anyway, I will be back with you next time, and I hope you'll be listening. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Later. Oh yes, since it's almost the hour, I better also mention you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, and streaming WMFO.org. You can find the station online to stream as well, since it's not a powerful station as far as the transmitter goes, so it doesn't get too far through the ears, the actual ear waves, but you can find it online and listen to it there too. Okay, anyway, see you. It's WMFO in Medford.
When it rains, it pours. I look out the front door. Can't see the sunlight. Don't know from day or night.